Our scripture reading for this morning is from the fifth chapter of Matthew, which we've been reading all along, adding to it as we go, and then John, the 14th chapter. And so this is found on the back of your bulletin. Now, when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." And that's from Matthew, the fifth chapter. The ninth verse is the seventh of the eight Beatitudes. And then from John, the 14th chapter, verses 25 through the first part of 27. "All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you, including this: peace I leave with you, my peace I give you." Mm-hmm. That verse concludes out by saying, "Not as the world gives, do I give you peace." Well, speaking of peace, disagreements, sudden arguments, suspicions seem to be the rule of the day rather than the exception. Or that's true over the past few years, or maybe I should say for the past centuries. But even, even the routines of daily life can lead some people to almost come apart emotionally and spiritually. And to those who calm the troubled waters of mankind's discord, that is, peacemakers, Jesus promises to the peacemakers joy and blessings. In fact, Jesus said that peacemakers would be known as special people who have a loving, protecting, and providing Father that is known as children of their God. And the inherited gift of peace is the nature of those of us who are children of God and of God himself. It's the nature of the family of God. The word peace is found in each of the 27 books of the New Testament. In fact, it appears 88 times in the New Testament. And I know that you know, for instance, the precious story of the good news of Jesus Christ begins with these words: "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." That's Luke 2:14. And then near the conclusion of the ministry of Jesus among us in his time on earth, his loving benediction we just read in John 14:27, our scripture that we just read from this morning: "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you." And the Apostle Paul introduced each one of his epistles with that familiar greeting, "Grace to you and peace." Well, with Jesus having ascended back to heaven temporarily, now God needs human instruments through whom this peace is shared with the world. And in this beatitude, Christ challenges each of us to become a peacemaker. Now, a person, that is you, a follower of Christ, becomes and remains a peacemaker by three standards. You must qualify for the privilege of peacemaking. You must understand the purpose of making peace. And you will thus receive the promise given to peacemakers. So there's a privilege of peacemaking that you have to qualify for. So beginning with that, becoming a peacemaker is a right. It's a privilege, and it's reserved only for those who meet three qualifications. This is a different three, you know, that is three requirements within the three standards. I hope I'm not losing you there. What I give you now is the three requirements for receiving the privilege of being one of God's peacemakers. One, the privilege of peacemaking is a privilege of those who are at peace with God. You got that, didn't you? You're at peace with God. You're there. Wow. Well, wow, but how? Here's the key. This beatitude is constructed on the six preceding beatitudes. It's the conclusion of that. We're not privileged to become peacemakers until we admit our spiritual poverty, number one, our mourning over sin, number two, our practice of the self-control that results from meekness, that's number three, hunger and thirst for righteousness, number four, showing mercy, number five, and becoming pure in heart, number six. Yes, those six ways to happiness, to God's blessing, six sure ways of having peace with God. The fact is that we need to make peace with God, and it doesn't mean that God is angry. He's not standing to one side, back turned to us, unwilling to communicate with us. We need to seek, we need to make peace with God because at a time in our life, we have been alienated from God. But the only cause of alienation between us and God is our sin, our disobedience. Not able to make peace with God? It's not God's fault. It's ours. Unforgiven sin. So, step one, be sin redeemed and then at peace with God. Next, the privilege of peacemaking is the privilege of those who are at peace with others. Just a few instructions from our Lord a few words later, after he began this monumental introduction of the Sermon on the Mount with the Beatitudes, Jesus said this, down the 23rd and 24th verses, if you're offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to them, then come and offer your gift. You see, peace is a positive attribute. It's actually a matter of the kind of relationships that we have. Constant goodwill will result when individuals are at peace with one another. The ending of hostilities and the refusal to have conflict is not necessarily peace. For instance, two people may stop participating in a hostile argument and just retreat instead into days of stony silence. They're not friends at peace. They have simply refused to speak with one another. Or two countries may declare a ceasefire. But as we've seen all over and over again, that does not guarantee lasting peace. To be at peace with others, we must not insist that they meet us halfway. Peacemakers reach out. Peacemakers take the initiative. Their concern is not who is to blame, but rather how reconciliation and real peace can be attained. Peacemakers are not fault finders. They're healers. And then the third requirement for a genuine peacemaker, well, first with God, second with peace with others, and now a third one, the privilege of peacemaking is the privilege of those who are at peace with themselves. It's said that those who try to calm the waters of the troubled waters of others' oceans without first smoothing the ripples of their own pond will find their efforts in vain. People who are always, by all appearances, at war with fellow workers, having conflict with family or with friends, are actually at war within themselves. We may speak a word that carelessly causes friends to hurt within, or we may share a story that, whether it's true or false, injures another. And when this becomes a pattern in our lives, it's obvious to everyone around us that we are not at peace with ourselves. It is a requirement. Peacemakers begin with themselves. That then, to summarize, is the privilege of peacemaking. Peacemaking is reserved as a privilege to those who are at peace with God, who are at peace with others, and who are at peace with themselves. Now, there's a distinct purpose of peacemaking. Peacemaking is not peace at any price. It's not an appeasement. It's not a result of cowardice or of just walking away. Some individuals pride themselves in never becoming involved in a feud or a fight, when the truth is, they are ones who really lack the courage to stand up for what is right. If decency and justice are to be defended, they let others do the work. And those who live by this cowardly code of conduct are really, actually, enemies of peace. The Apostle Paul also saw reconciliation as the purpose of the ministry of peace. The ministry of peace of both Christ and the ministry of peace of Christians. He wrote to the Corinthian church, "All this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation." The purpose of peacemaking then is to bring reconciliation between us and God. 2 Corinthians 5:20 says, "We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." And Jesus reminds us that peace, reconciliation between God and mankind is not to be peace at any price. God is not an appeaser. He does not compromise. He offers peace on the terms of absolute surrender. Luke records Jesus as saying, "Unless you repent, you too will all perish." And other than between us and God, a purpose of peacemaking is to bring reconciliation between us and others. Perhaps the most well-known prayer offered by St. Francis of Assisi begins with these words, "Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace." And he went on to pray, "Where there's hate, may I bring love. Where there's offense, may I bring pardon." Thus, these two purposes of being a peacemaker, to make peace with God by sincere repentance of sin, and then being an instrument of reconciliation, that brings peace to others. And that brings us, that's always going to bring us to the promise of peacemaking. "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God." What a promise. The Son of God says that as a peacemaker, you too will be a child of God. It's a promise made to those who work for or are makers of peace. Jesus said plainly in the Beatitude, "Blessed are the peacemakers." You see, the kind of peace he was speaking of doesn't just happen. It's in the word itself. Peace is made by peacemakers, the ones who work at making it. A nation may drift into war, but if peace is to be attained and to be maintained, it's a result of deliberate, constructive effort to stop the drift, to heal the hurt. Peacemakers do more than dream of peace. They roll up their sleeves and get involved in the difficulties of life. They make peace happen. And there are many different and admirable things that can be done by people, but even though they do great things, there are always many things that we just cannot do. We may not be all able to make accumulate great fortunes, or to write musical masterpieces, or to capture beautiful scenes on canvas. No one can do all of that, but just some can do some of one or two of those great things. But one thing we can all do, all be, we can all make peace. We can all do the peacemaking. Each of us can positively work with the Spirit's power and the Spirit's help to overcome evil with good. The promise of achieving peacemaking is a promise of happiness. Jesus promised, blessed, or another version reads, happy are the peacemakers. Mm-hmm. Happiness is the inevitable result of knowing that you have had an important part in salvaging or making good from a bad or perhaps an otherwise perceived as hopeless kind of situation. And I think all of us can be thankful for people who have interceded on our behalf as peacemakers, even ones other than our blessed parents. I guarantee you, our parents have certainly interceded often. We'll always be indebted to others for saving us from some disaster or other. The promise of happiness is fulfilled both in the lives of peacemakers and in the lives of those for whom peace was made. And then the special highest promise of peacemaking is the promise of being known as the children of God. This is a unique beatitude, because not one of the other beatitudes has an ending like this, having the correct claim, "My Father is God." The old saying, "like father, like son," is true in this case. "Like father, like daughter" is also true. It's just not the old saying. Likely the reason Jesus said peacemakers would be called children of God is because as we make peace, we resemble our Heavenly Father. So true of being what He created. He created us in His own image. And what better compliment could be paid to anyone? So peacemaking is the way to happiness. It's the way to be blessed. And this privilege is yours only when you are at peace with God, with peace with others, and at peace with yourself. And it's a sound and it's a very blessed promise. It's made to those who work for peace, the promise of happiness, and the promise of being known as God's children. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Be happy. Be blessed. Be a peacemaker. Amen.